Storytel Original presents O Caritas by Emil Hjörvar Pettersen, narrated by Gunnar Kothri.
Chapter 1.
Will you take a look at that?
Bragi snapped his fingers to get the attention of the two youngsters in the car. We'll see the village any minute. The view is fabulous. The broad sweep of landscape in the Dales district of Western Iceland appeared, as the weight of fog that had clung to the road almost all the way from the city began to lift. Autumn had painted hillsides and pastures in warm, earthy colours. A bank of cloud hung on the horizon beyond Kvamsfjörður Fjord, and the sea glittered in the breeze before the dark Fellstrand coastline on the far side of the water. Elisa, in the passenger seat, showed no reaction, while in the back, Lauki shrugged to show his indifference. Neither of them looked up from their phones. Bragi swallowed the dregs of the coffee he had bought at the Hirtnan petrol station. The kids hadn't wanted anything and had opted to wait in the car.
"Doesn't it make you carsick, looking down like that while we're moving?" he asked.
No. That was one of Elisa's few utterances since they had set off that morning. She had reacted badly to the idea of moving to Búðardalur village, and had flatly refused to sign up for a place at the West of Iceland College, or some shit country school, as she put it. After an extended argument, and although she was old enough to make her own decisions, but showed no inclination to do so, Bragi had been forced to give her a choice. She could either go back to college, or she could work for him, part-time to begin with. If she liked it, then it could become full-time. If she didn't like it, well, she could try and find another job. Doing nothing wasn't an option. Lauki didn't get a choice. Still of school age, he would be starting a new school in a few days.
"Right, phones down," Bragi ordered in his bass voice. The voice suited his beefy physique, but not his usual cheerful countenance, which was becoming increasingly obscured by his constant fatigue.
"Now," he thundered. Elisa sniffed her annoyance and switched off some Instagram reel, folded her arms and drummed her fingers, just like Bragi did when he was in a bad temper. Like her father, she carried a few spare kilos around the waist. She watched her figure, but not too carefully, her weight varying according to the season. And right now she was on the slim side, dressed in jeans and a leather jacket with tassels on the shoulders and back. Elisa had jet black hair, a broad nose, and slightly protruding eyes that one boyfriend had described to Bragi as entrancing. This was a compliment that the prospective father-in-law had been expected to appreciate, but didn't. To Bragi's mind, Elisa was a smart girl, much cleverer than she herself believed. This endless social media held her back. From childhood she had shown an interest in aircraft. When Bragi had tried to encourage her to look at a career as a flight mechanic or in air traffic control, she had slapped him down. "Aeroplanes?" she had snapped at him. "I played with aeroplanes when I was a kid. Dad, you're on some other planet." Lauki was still engrossed in his phone. He said he needed to finish the round of his game. Bragi understood the satisfaction that came with submerging yourself in a world of adventure, but Lauki's gaming had gone beyond anything reasonable. The skinny, spotty youth hardly ventured out into the sunlight for weeks on end, and while he had friends, he communicated with them mainly through online gaming. So the reality was that moving away changed little for him. The plan was to set limits for his online time, to get him to help around the house, painting and such like, and to gradually get to play with him as a strategy to create quality time and make up for all the recent turmoil.
"Thorlakur, now," Bragi bellowed.
Up to now he had mostly been patient and understanding with the two of them, while they had packed. But
Sample complete. Ready to continue?